This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We're joined in conversation by vascular surgeon Dr. Leraya Morase, who's talking to us today about deep vein thrombosis. Good morning, Doc. Thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you, Mama?
I am good. Thank you. Let's get an understanding, you know, as we get into the conversation about deep vein thrombosis. How do we define it?
Okay. No, thank you very much. First of all, good morning to you and good morning to your listeners and the country at large. So deep vein thrombosis, as it is defined in the textbook, is a clot of the deep venous system. Mm-hmm. So obviously, whenever we talk about anything surgical, we need to understand some anatomy.
Yeah.
So, so to describe it in basic terms, you know, the body is made up of three major vessels. You've got arteries, which take blood from the heart and distribute to the rest of the body. Mm-hmm. You've also got veins, which take blood back from the rest of the body back to the heart for oxygen, lungs and heart for oxygenation. And you have lymphatic vessels, which take excess water in the body and return it to the heart. So here we're talking about veins that return blood back to the lungs and heart.
Yeah.
For oxygenation. So veins, you also subdivide them into superficial veins, which run underneath the skin. And in very light-skinned people, you can see them. And even in dark-skinned people, you can see them. Yeah. You know, they're quite prominent underneath the skin. But you've got deep veins that run through the muscles. Mm. So these deep veins that run through the muscles are the ones that we're talking about today.
Mm.
So if you look at vascular surgery, my dear, in vascular surgery, we deal with two problems. You either have blood clotting, meaning it forms a solid structure instead of fluid.
Okay.
Or the blood vessel can be disrupted and bleed. So here we're talking about a vessel that blocks, so a vein that blocks and completely obstructs blood flow. Deep vein thrombosis is a thing of deep veins of the leg for the purposes of this discussion. Yeah.
So what is the difference between deep vein thrombosis then as well as varicose veins? Because I see in some of the texts I was reading there's a bit of a confusion there.
Excellent. So with deep vein thrombosis, you actually have clotting of blood, which prevents efficient blood flow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with varicose veins, it's a different pathophysiology altogether. So there you are dealing, number one, with superficial veins and not deep veins. And number two, you are dealing with veins that cannot transport blood efficiently back to the heart because of incompetence. Mm-hmm. So just to let you guys know, so the veins in general don't have a pump.
Okay.
So the main pump of the veins is the cuffs, so the pedicles. So when you walk, that's when you're pumping blood back to the heart.
Oh.
That's why when you're in a long flight, we always encourage you to stand up. So when you're sitting down, I'm sure in the studio you're sitting down now, you're not walking around.
Yes.
When you're sitting down, you need valves to prevent blood from flowing backwards. Okay. So in varicose veins, you have abnormal valves. And when you're sitting down, the blood moves backwards. And you get these prominent big veins underneath the skin.
Mm.
And that's what we call varicose veins. And they cause cosmetic issues. And over time, the skin can turn dark, and over time, you can develop ulcers on the skin. Whereas deep veins, as I described, that's clotting of the deep venous system, which obstructs blood flow.
So with deep vein, you can't then see the presentation on the skin?
Yeah, so it depends, right? So you can see the presentation on the skin, but it won't be prominent veins. Remember, deep veins, so varicose veins develop over a period of time, and the veins have time to swell up.
Mm.
Whereas with deep vein thrombosis, the presentation is completely different. So that's number one. You have swelling, excessive swelling of the entire leg.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And the swelling is usually asymmetrical. So you can either, what do I mean by that? So what I mean is you can either have the right leg being massively swollen or the left leg being massively swollen. Whereas varicose veins is usually symmetrical, and you just see prominent veins before the leg swells. So deep vein thrombosis, essentially how it presents, it presents with massive swelling on one side of the body. So it can either be the right leg or the left leg. And typically, the swelling is painless, especially in early stages.
So what is the worst case scenario for somebody who's got deep vein thrombosis?
Beautiful. So the worst consequence, so you have acute complications or early complications, or you have long-term complications,
okay,
what we call chronic complications. When you present to the hospital, so you'll see a massive miss on a leg, you'll hopefully seek attention from a general practitioner or the nearest clinic or the nearest hospital.
Yeah.
And what they will do, they will start waking you up for a possible deep vein thrombus. They will either do a blood test called D-dimer test, which measures the clot bed in your body. And if it's high, they do a venous scan. Okay. So when you've had a DVT confirmed, we worry about two things primarily. Number one, like I said, blood from the veins travels to the lungs and then to the heart.
Yeah.
Okay. So first from the heart and then to the lungs. Sorry. So when the clot is there in the deep vein, it is possible that it can dislodge, okay, to the heart and then to the lung. We call that pulmonary embolism, and this is potentially fatal. So when a patient presents to us with a deep vein thrombus, the first thing we confirm after confirming that the DVT is present is to exclude a pulmonary embolism, which simply means that the clot has dislodged and has traveled first to the right side of the heart and then to the pulmonary vessels or the lungs. So, okay?
Yeah.
The second potentially deadly thing is that it can completely obstruct the big veins in your leg. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this can be so severe, the blockage can be so severe that you have very high venous pressures. Okay? And when you have very high venous pressures, this is a potential threat to your leg. And you can end up with gangrene or death of tissues of your leg, which may end up in an amputation.
Sure. So when do we seek medical attention? How do I know it's time to go see a doctor or a health practitioner?
Okay. So you know what I've, you know, from the time I was in varsity, you know, we had a teacher who said to us that the body communicates with you.
Yeah.
You know, so anything that is outside of the norm, you know, should essentially ideally seek medical attention. So there is no swelling of the body which is normal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a swollen leg, a massively swollen leg, which is more swollen, which is bigger than the opposite side, which is asymmetrical, you should seek medical attention immediately. Because like I said, it doesn't present with pain. So human nature, you know, dictates, you know, we often respond to pain more than anything else. But in the case of a deep vein thrombus, even if you don't have pain, you could have a deep vein thrombus. So swelling, if you have massive swelling of one side of the body, massive swelling of either the right or the left leg, you should seek medical attention immediately.
Are there preventative measures?
Yeah, so there are different causes of deep vein thrombosis. And before we talk about preventative measures, we should probably entertain the causes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the causes, you can either have abnormalities in clotting, okay, which you have no control over.
Yeah.
And this can be hereditary or acquired. Acquired things include hereditary, you know, diseases like antiphospholipid syndrome or factor V laden, and those you can't really prevent. You know, those are genetic errors that occur either inherited from birth or that occur sporadically, meaning you have genetic errors without them being transmitted from one family member to another.
Yeah.
Or you have acquired causes that cause abnormal clotting, like pregnancy or smoking. So those you can prevent. You know, you can't prevent pregnancy, but you can definitely prevent. You can definitely prevent things like smoking.
Yeah.
You know, there are other things that cause abnormal clotting, like cancer, that you cannot also prevent. But if you know non-risk factors for cancer, you can embark on preventative measures. The other cause is if you have injury of the vessel wall itself. So the commonest cause of injury of the vessel wall is unfortunately iatrogenic, meaning it's caused by healthcare practitioners when we cannulate big veins for procedures.
Mm.
And that you also can't, that you also can't prevent. The other issue is stasis, okay? So stasis meaning if you have insufficient flow. because you are standing for long periods of time without walking or sitting for long periods of time without walking. So here you need physical activity. So for instance, if you're on a long flight, you know, you must every once in a while, every 10 minutes or so, every time the seatbelt sign is off, you must stand up and try to walk about. If you work in an office and you have to sit and present for 3 hours, every once in a while, just stand up and just stand on your toes and tiptoe up and down a little bit or walk around the studio. I'm sorry, I'm using you as an example.
Yes,
you
I
know,
see.
And in general, physical activity. So number one, avoid smoking. Number two, avoid, sitting or standing for long periods of time without actually walking. You know, so those are the kind of things. Another important thing is contraception. So contraception that is rich in estrogen or a combination of both estrogen and progesterone can be potentially harmful. So we've seen unfortunate circumstances where ladies have been on contraception, especially the oral ones, you know, where they end up with DVTs in the legs. So there you might look at barrier protection as a better tool. For instance, I'm not a gynecologist, it's a better of my depth, but things like, loops and so forth, instead of using the injectables or the oral medications.
Doc, we have run out of time, but thank you so much for having this chat with me. For those who'd like to consult you as a vascular surgeon, how do we find you?
Yes, so I consult in two different provinces now. So I used to be based in Limpopo only.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are both in Limpopo and Gauteng. So in Limpopo, the line is 015-296-5147. And in Joburg, I'll tell you the number now. Sorry, I know you're out of time. It's 011-897-1600. Or you can check our website. You can check Lehigh Vascular, www.lehighvascular.co.za. And you will be directed to our offices both in Johannesburg and in Polokwane.
Doc, thank you so much for your time. I'm going to just start tippy-toeing a little bit, so I have to say goodbye to you for that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, man. Yeah, all of the very best.
Thank you so much. That is a vascular surgeon talking to us about deep vein thrombosis. Dr. Lerae Morase, sitting for a long time or standing for a long time without actually moving. That is something very simple that we can incorporate in our daily, especially if our work confines us to either the standing or the sitting. So, best believe I'm going to be greeting everybody in this building today, just walking around and, you know, getting the blood moving and the vessels flowing and all those. So, it seems I had it all wrong, right? It seems I had it all wrong. But I want to find out from you, when you hear of deep vein thrombosis, what was the first thing that came to mind? Did you know what this condition is all about before we had this conversation?
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.